This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Consider it my privilege and honor to be with you today because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm and those who don't want to be sick or infirm. It's awesome. It's actually fabulous to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally, and well people tune into this radio show to stay healthy so they don't get sick in the first place. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to encourage you to become a more active participant in your own health care. In fact, I encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time, and you can, and I'll tell you how. Just think about what's going on with your health right now, how you're feeling, how you're functioning, how you're performing, and if it's not up to par, or it's different than it was at one point in your life, and you want to get back on track perhaps, I'm here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. All you have to do is dial into our toll-free number nationwide and ask that very important question about yourself. Now, if you're healthy and you're feeling like $1 million, super. Very glad to know that. However, if you have somebody in your life, if you have a loved one, if you have a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, that's not doing so well. They have some type of a health challenge, a health issue, a health dilemma. Well, I can answer the question that you know about them as well, and then you can take it back to them. That's fine with me. Here's our toll-free number into the program as we open up the phone lines nationwide. The number into the program is 888-553-7262. Call that number now and ask that question about your own health or somebody else's health. Tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Free help for your good health is simply a phone call away. 888-553-7262 or 888-55 and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. 888-553-7262 is the phone number to call into the show on, whether it be heartburn or headaches, gingivitis or gallbladder problems. Maybe you have pain or pimples, or maybe you have ringing in the ear or ringworm, or the common cold and you want to get out of it quicker, or the flu. I'm here for you. 888-553-7262 is the phone number into the show. Now, we're going to begin the program talking about a topic that is always confused me as to why it exists, why it occurs, and why we haven't done more to fix this problem. The importance of it could not be stated in a greater fashion. When you think about the divineness of the human body and how incredible the human body is in its glory and its function, and how well the body can serve us as long as it's all working all the time, 100% of the time. Now, there are certain things that interfere with the body, and it can break down and get sick, but it also has the ability to repair itself most of the time. I would like to start off today's show talking about tonsils. Those things in the back of your throat. When you say, ah, the doctor looks down your throat and they're looking for your tonsils when you're young. That is before they talk people out of them and clip them, surgically remove them. Now, I'll say from the outset that I don't have tonsils. My tonsils were surgically aborted, removed when I was a child, unnecessarily, like most other children's tonsils are removed, unnecessarily, because when I was a child and growing up, I grew up in an era where if a child had a sore throat or even pointed to their throat, it was lights out. It was time for tonsillectomy. It was time to see the doctor and have scheduled a surgical procedure called a tonsillectomy so you could get rid of that problem that God had a bad day when he created the tonsil tissues. And so it was so prolific when I was growing up to have your tonsils taken out that I remember speaking with other children that I hung out with, and they said, it's great. Get your tonsils out. You know, it's no big deal. I mean, if you do, you'll be eating popsicles for a few days and eating pudding maybe and other things that we couldn't otherwise get on a regular basis. So we look forward to having those tonsils taken out because we could get all the junk food that we ever desired in a lifetime in a matter of days. So some children said, bring it, because I've heard what you get in response to that. It's almost like a reward system. But what was not understood about tonsillectomies is that when you lose your tonsils, and most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, the majority of the time, completely unnecessary, when you lose your tonsils, you lose a part of your immune system, a important part of your immune system. And that's part of the tragedy of the record that we have in the United States as it relates to tonsillectomies. Back in the 60s, when I was growing up, I'm not sure what age I had a tonsillectomy, but it was pretty early on. There were over 1 million tonsillectomies performed in the United States. Probably 1.5 million. I mean, doctors were making bank. It was just as normal as the day is long to have your tonsils taken out. And then, you know, the light bulb somewhere along the line came on. And somebody said, you know what, we should rethink this thing about tonsils because they're part of the immune system. And when you take part of the immune system out, hey, there's going to be a complication. There's going to be payback. There's going to be something down the road that happens that ought not happen if you had your tonsils. They are, after all, part of your immune system. They're part of the sort of like Venus flytrap, if you will, in the back of your throat to block and to stop germs from baiting deeper into your system, whether you inhale them or swallow them. And so they've battled this out within the ranks of conventional medicine for decades. Should we take them out? Should we save them? How long do we wait? How many rounds of antibiotics do we need to have before we decide it's not working? Let's just take them out, be done with it. As though God had a bad day with the tonsils formation. Well, now surgeons are trying to convince people, again, that more children's tonsils need to be extracted, surgically removed. And in doing so, we're going to all be a lot better off. I asked a question of you. Did you lose your tonsils growing up? I sure did. Do you think you're better off as a result of it or worse off? Or maybe your children have issues with that. If you want to comment on that, you may do so. We're going to get into this hot and heavy coming up. Our phone number into the program, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55, Dr. Bob. We'll be right back.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Well, I have been accused of giving good mouth to ear health resuscitation. The verdict is in, and the verdict is guilty. Guilty as charged. Now, you're invited to help me help you with your health. Should you have a health-related issue, I'm here for you. Our phone number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262. My website, drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. You'll find Instagram over there. You've got X, formerly Twitter. You've got LinkedIn. It's all there, plus news from around the globe. And if ever you miss listening to the show on a given weekend, or you just want to hear it all over again, or tell somebody to listen to it that missed the program, we have the podcast library, which is the recordings of all past shows. That's where they live, at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. And there's a little button at the very top of the page there. You just click on that, and you're in the podcast library, recordings of the show. All right, now, if you are just tuning into the show, I'm discussing the topic of tonsils and the fact that surgeons now, once again, rising up and saying they believe that more children, not less, but more children need to have their tonsils surgically removed. Now, tonsillectomy is one of the most common procedures in children and teens today, with more than 530,000 tonsillectomies performed each year. That's over 500,000 of them performed on a yearly basis in the United States alone. Conventional medicine doctors, or conventional MDs, they are now calling for more parents to get their children's tonsils surgically removed to improve their sleep, to improve their blood pressure, to cure their snoring, to reduce their risk of heart conditions down the line, and improve overall quality of life. That's why they're calling for more children's tonsils to be removed. Tonsils, ladies and gentlemen, unless you don't know this, are an important part of the human immune system. They are. And so doctors are trying to override that to some extent. Now, they're taking tonsils out because they think it's the best thing to do. They believe that is the best procedure they can do on behalf of that child who's struggling when they have swollen tonsils or infected tonsils or obstructing tonsils in the back of their throat, their soft palate area. They believe, truly believe, that it may be the best thing on their behalf, but they're unfortunately wrong about it most of the time. And I'm going to attempt to tell you why. As I said, the tonsils are part of the immune system, the visible part of our lymphatic system. They provide the first line of defense for germs being swallowed, pathogens. And we swallow germs all the time. Germs come into our mouth through food, water, air. And there has to be some stopgap measure somewhere along the line so those germs don't invade deeper into the system, as in your lungs. We have specialized cells in the surface of our tonsils that capture these germs, allowing elements that we have on board the human body called B cells and T cells, allowing them to attack anything that can pose a risk to human health. And because tonsils are part of our body's immune system, they act like lymph nodes. You've heard of lymph nodes, right? The filtering out of germs. That's what lymph nodes do. They filter out germs that enter through the nose and the mouth to protect the rest of the body. That's what tonsils are about. They protect the body from getting infections. So when you lose those organs, those immune system tissues, those tonsils, you lose part of your immune system. Why would we ever want to do that? Why would we want to believe that the creator of the human body made a mistake when the tonsils were developed? Tonsils are necessary for providing and interfering with the germs that will want to take us down because they're waiting for life just as well as we are. tonsils. However, the tonsils have long been the featured attraction in the theater of needless surgery. The star is the surgeon who is on stage correcting one of God's really major mistakes by thinking about why this human body was equipped with tonsils in the first place. So man is going to override the divineness of our Creator to get rid of those tissues, knowing full well, man knows full well that God made a mistake with the tonsils. And I guess your appendix and your gallbladder and other organs that are taken out often unnecessarily, and some, of course, are needed. Medical doctors are once again calling for parents, if you're just tuning into the program, calling for parents to get their children's tonsils surgically removed in order to remove or in order to improve their sleep quality of life and to reduce the risk of heart conditions down the line. That's now how they're pitching it. Preventive health. Just start shelling important tissue out of the human body when there's a issue with it. And again, I want to point out, there are tonsils that become so infected that and so obstructed that they do need to come out. But that should be a rarity, not a common procedure. A rarity, not a common procedure. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Harvard, the Harvard Pilgrim Health Care Institute, found when children underwent tonsillectomies to remove the oval-shaped pads of tissue at the back of the throat that doctors and everybody looks at when you say, ah, you know, when you take a flashlight back there or an otolithalmoscope and you look back in there, they're telling people that, look, we can improve their sleep and therefore get rid of their daytime sleepiness and their risk of heart attacks later down the road if we just get those nasty, gnarly, unnecessary tonsils out of that throat area. Now, the children who underwent the procedure of tonsillectomy were also more likely to have reduced blood pressure and less likely to show signs of progressive disease than children who kept their tonsils had. Now, it is true, an infected tonsil can be very hard on the immune system. But that doesn't mean necessarily they need to come out. We just need to take action, and we'll get to that action. Because with the problem, we try to get to a solution here eventually, and I will. A tonsillectomy, one of the most common procedures of children, when you think about the numbers here, more than 500,000 procedures performed each year, it's amazing for me to think about that. I wish I had my tonsils back. I would give anything to have my tonsils back. My parents trusted a doctor who said, look, okay, I'm sure this conversation went on. I was there, but I don't necessarily remember it, but I can imagine it. Your son has got bad tonsils. He was born with bad tonsils. They just need to come out. God had a bad day when they were thought up with respect to your son. And my parents went along with it, believing and trusting the doctor. What my parents didn't hear was that if the tonsils leave, your son is going to have... That'll be a weakness in his body the rest of his life with his throat. He's also going to have a higher risk of lung infections because the tonsils help block lung infections from happening. They're like the Venus flytrap that catch things as they go past the mouth and into the throat area. And so be prepared. No. They never had that conversation. It was just get the tonsils out and this kid's going to be 100% perfect. Not looking at the cause of my tonsil problems. Like the dairy products that I was putting in my mouth and all the sugar. No. No cause. We'll get to the rest of this after the break. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. If you're looking for health news from around the globe during the week to stay apprised of all the latest breaking information, look to none other than my personal website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. There you'll find news. You'll also find the social media platforms that you can follow me on, X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. They're all there, plus the podcast library where past shows are located and live. And if you ever miss a show, you can go there to hear the show or hear it all over again over there at drbob.com. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to be talking today about a special food that may reduce the risk of breast cancer. That's what scientists are claiming. This is out of the University of Toronto and published in the Journal of Microbiology Spectrum. So stick around for that if prevention of breast cancer interests you, and it should, since one out of eight women are going to have a breast cancer event in their lives. And there are ways to prevent that, and we'll talk more about that later on. Now, we're going to get back to the topic of why it is and how it is that surgeons in the U.S. are now calling for, it's almost like a return to throat surgery again, more throat surgery on children. Many of the times, it's so completely unnecessary to remove tonsils in children, part of the immune system, which is part of our bodies, should be there intact for our entire lifespan. Surgeons are now calling for removal of
tonsils in children more often. It's just been like a rubber ball back and forth over the years. There's been a great disagreement about this topic. Now, we'll get back to that in a little bit, but let me veer off the road here just a little bit and let you know that I think one of the risks of developing throat problems and tonsillectomy, and even lung problems for that matter, is poor dental health, poor oral health. We know that good oral health leads to good overall health, and the opposite is true. If you don't have good oral health, you don't have good overall health. The U.S. Surgeon General released a report on the significance and benefits of oral health, and the report states that good oral health leads to good overall health, and a person cannot be healthy without good oral health. Now, the Surgeon General report also states that safe and effective disease prevention measures exist that every one of us can adopt to improve oral health and prevent disease. Because think about it, if there's all these germs swimming around in your mouth because you put food in your mouth, and that's food for the germs to multiply. If all those germs exist and they're not washed out or neutralized, yeah, it creates an inflammatory process there, and it could invade deeper into your system vis-a-vis your lungs and other parts of your body. So it's important to have good oral health at home and, of course, periodically seeing the dental hygienist and the dentist. But I can tell you this, that most of the toothpaste on the market today does not contain a very important element, a very important ingredient. Please read the label on your toothpaste box. Read the label on your mouthwash or mouth rinse. Read the label on your gum or mints that you use, and make sure that it is rich in xylitol. Rich in xylitol. Xylitol is spelled with an X. X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Xylitol is a delicious and preferred healthy sweetener. The oral bacteria responsible for all the germs in your mouth and the decay and gingivitis and periodontal disease, these Streptococcus mutans or mutans streptococcus, these germs live off of carbohydrates and sugar that goes into the oral cavity. And guess what? When they come in contact with xylitol in Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste, and Spry mouthwash, rinse and mouthwash, or Spry gum or mints, they vacate the region. They cannot survive. They cannot metabolize this type of delicious and preferred healthier sweetener. So they don't exist, and your oral cavity benefits by it, and therefore your immune system, because then you don't have as much inflammation in your mouth, and the germs and the rest of the germs can't survive. They can't digest the xylitol like they can in all these other different oral products. Get rid of it. Get rid of, kick these things to the curb that you're using, Crest and Colgate and TheraBrand and Sensodyne and Rembrandt. Kick them to the curb. They're not full and replete with xylitol. Only Spry, S-P-R-Y. Jot it down so the next time you're in the store, you can pick some up for yourself and your family to lower your risk of having dental problems, therefore lower your risk of the need to see the hygienist and the need to see the dentist, even though you should do that periodically. I'm a fan of that, preventive care. Spry products are rich in this all-important xylitol for dramatically and drastically improving your oral health, which improves your overall health. You're probably wondering by now, where can I get Spry? I'm here for you. Spry is available. Spry toothpaste, mouth rinse, mints, and all that are available at finer grocery stores like Sprouts Farmers Markets, Natural Grocers. You can find Spry Dental Defense System at Vitamin Shoppe, Target, Rite Aid, CVS, or you can go to their website, clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. The X in clear stands for xylitol. X-L-E-A-R.com for Spry toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, gum. All of it is available. That's what the Dr. Bob Martin family uses, and so should you. All right, now let's get back to this conversation about tonsils. Tonsillectomy is one of the most common procedures in children. Surgical procedures in children and teens, more than 500,000 procedures performed each year, many of them completely unnecessary. Doctors ought to strive to look at the cause of why these children's tonsils are becoming infected and swollen and bloated.
before they start cutting them out. The only answer they have, the only tool that they employ is, let's give some antibiotics. You know, that might be appropriate from time to time. But after, I guess, 7 rounds, that's the magic number, I guess, 7 rounds of antibiotics, is sort of like, okay, the first round didn't work. Let's try round 2, round 3, round 4, round 5, round 6. How's that statement go? If you keep repeating something over and over and you get the same result, it's kind of like insanity. Well, look, they got no game. There's reasons why tonsils become infected, and it's not a deficiency in life of antibiotics, even though they can be a miracle drug, and even though they can help, they're not necessary usually. Now, tonsillectomies, the surgical procedure itself, lasts about 20 to 30 minutes. That's how long it takes to cut them out. But requires the child undergo general anesthesia, folks. General anesthesia. That in and of itself is a risk. Think about that. General anesthesia. Like taking you an inch away from dying. We'll get back into this, and we'll talk about some of the things you can do to avoid tonsillitis. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Every single day, minds are powerful. I don't need better.
dialed into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I thank you for that. Appreciate you tuning into the program and telling others to do the very same thing. If you like what you hear and you think others could benefit by tuning into the program, simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now, the frequency on the dial, time of the day. Pass that on to as many people as you can. They'll thank you for it. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about tonsils and tonsillectomies. Surgeons are now calling for more children's tonsils to be surgically removed. They've been back and forth on this for years. Back in the 60s, they were removing almost 1.5 million tonsils in the United States, and it went drop down to a couple hundred thousand. Now it's back up to 500,000. It's just back and forth because we find a disagreement about this. I disagree with it greatly. I lost my tonsils to a surgically unnecessary surgical abortion of my tonsils when I was a child because my parents didn't know any better. Had they known better, they would have battled it out. And had my doctor been able to advise them that if they would just stop feeding me dairy foods and keep me away from chocolate and sugar and Mountain Dews and Pepsi Colas and other undesirable foods and feed me more of the right foods and have me actually drinking water and brushing my teeth on a regular basis, I would not have had my tonsils removed because I would not have been infected constantly. And when you think about the surgical procedure behind tonsils, it's, you know, general anesthesia, folks. When you knock your people out, general anesthesia, and believe me, anesthesiology has come a long ways. They have perfected it, but things happen. I mean, 1 in 1,200 or 1 in 1,600 people can die from general anesthesia if you look at all surgeries involved, from heart surgery down to tonsillectomies to gallbladder removal, etc. So you never want to expose yourself to general anesthesia if you don't need it. But when the tonsils grow large enough to become, if it's difficult for the person to breathe, you got to go, oh, hey, gosh, they're not breathing at night. They're not sleeping. They're going to get sicker and sicker. So you have to intervene on their behalf. But unfortunately, it doesn't need to happen that way. You got to find out what's causing the tonsils to swell. They're a part of the immune system that's trying to talk back to somebody, and nobody's listening. We just want to remove it and be done with it. Unfortunately, that doesn't solve the problem. It just causes whatever's causing the tonsils to be swollen and infected to go deeper into the system. The next thing is more bronchitis like me, more pneumonia like me growing up, more asthma like me growing up. Had I had my tonsils, I would have been able to survive a lot of that and not been hospitalized 3 or 4 or 5 times from deep lung infections. But no, I got my tonsils removed. Therefore, my fort got knocked down. My immune system fort could not defend itself against the infections, and therefore I got worse. Oh, it was a temporary stay of my swollen throat for a while, sure, but I am paying for it as an adult, have paid for it as an adult, because when something breaks down, guess what? It's always my throat. And you might hear me going like that once in a while here in the air or coughing or clearing my throat. It's because I don't have my tonsils. You need your tonsils. They're part of your immune system. It's part of your lymphatic system. It helps the microbes stay away. It helps you manage the microbes. But as I said, the argument has been, well, should we remove them or not? They've been back and forth on this. If your child has frequent bouts of strep throat, they say, yank your tonsils. If your child's tonsils are big, yank your tonsils. Put the kid under general anesthesia. Cut them out. Once again, conventional medicine treats symptoms, not causes. That's what they do. And I agree. There are times when they get so overwhelmed that it might be an option. But that should be the last thing, not the first thing. And too many times it's the first thing. Once again, conventional medicine treats symptoms, not causes. If your child's tonsils are enlarged or your child presents with strep throat infections, the question is not whether or not to rip out the tonsils. The question is, what's causing the infection to keep happening when it doesn't happen in the next person, in the next person? Many things are capable of lowering your child's immune system, leading to tonsillitis, from an allergy to a food such as dairy products and chocolate and sugar junk food, which is the main causes of most tonsil problems, to eliminating certain food intolerances or food allergies in their diet, which are easily discovered, and you need to act on that. Removing dairy and junk food from the diet often solves tonsillectomies. And if you keep them away from chocolate, it will really solve it because germs, especially strep, love chocolate. We did these experiments when I was going through to get my doctorate in these agar dishes where we would try to culture strep from our saliva and our throat. And man, the minute you put chocolate in that little dish, it went wild and it started to form all these infections. So that's what we need to do and get these children away from all this processed food that they're eating and more fruits and veggies and raw foods and better foods. In the 1950s, when the United States was still dealing with the epidemic outbreaks of polio, researchers discovered that children who had their tonsils removed were 3 times more likely to contract bulbar polio, infecting the bulbar portion of the brainstem, than children who retained their tonsils. That's how important they are. And aside from our medical approach that bases solutions on symptoms rather than causation, ignorance of another kind has driven this lucrative practice of removing tonsils. Doctors didn't really understand their function. And in 2012, researchers discovered the tonsil is a little factory of immune cells, specifically T cells. And T cells are vital to fighting viruses and cancer caused by viruses like lymphoma and sarcoma. So the role of these things are very important. You need your tonsils if you can keep them. We'll finish up right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 1/3 of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And a little harder. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Puts the fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. We're in our final segment. Stick around because next hour we have a special guest coming up. Plus, I'm going to be talking about a special food that may reduce your risk of breast cancer. That according to scientists writing in the journal Microbiology Spectrum. We've been talking about tonsillitis and inflammation of the tonsils generally due to a viral or bacterial infection. A very common childhood illness. And generally, doctors want to immediately prescribe antibiotics or recommend tonsil removal, which is a mistake, in my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of doctors, because the tonsils are a very important part of the immune system. We should try to keep it. But with every problem we talk about, we want to talk about a solution. There are solutions. You get these children away from dairy foods, because that's the number one cause of throat infection and allergies. And you don't want to have that in the oral cavity because it's just perfect breeding ground for these strep germs to get going. And once you get them off the sugar and the junk food and the dairy products and the chocolate, they start to get better. In the meantime, you can use homeopathic remedies. Homeopathic remedies are fantastic for tonsillitis. A homeopath, a trained homeopath, will prescribe a remedy such as lycopodium. It's administered for a sore throat or chronic enlargement of tonsils or tonsillitis. Or phytolacca, which is administered, again, for sore throats, rough and constricted, hot, red, swollen tonsils. Or calimuracadium, which is also a homeopathic remedy that's used in tonsillitis, where there's a lot of swelling, and the body's talking back. You've got herbal remedies that are available for children that help with tonsil and throat problems. Echinacea, garlic, like chiolic age garlic extract. My kids grew up on that, giving them liquid garlic constantly to keep those infections low because they were coming home with them from school and all that. Kids swap stuff like that. You've got herbs like myrrh and sage and oregano. Look, the tonsils, if you give the person that is having some sore throat something that changes the terrain in their throat, they're going to get better. You can clear the mucus by simply giving them a concoction of honey and onions. You put it in, you mix it up in the blender, and you mix it together, and you make it palatable. And if you want to get clear the mucus, you give them NAC, N-acetylcysteine, or give them tea of peppermint tea, elderflower tea, or yarrow leaf tea. There are ways to manage throat problems and tonsillitis in children and adults. You got to know what you're doing. And you have to have a doctor who's learned in this. And if you don't, hire one. Find a naturopathic doctor. Find a chiropractic physician or a doctor who's trained in functional medicine or integrative medicine. They'll know how to do these things. I mean, you can use clear rescue nasal spray. They've also have a nasal spray over at Clear for Children called Kids Clear. Clear is spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R. Kids xylitol and saline nasal spray, because a lot of these germs that cause tonsillitis come through the nasal cavity first. And if you nip it there, it won't invade deeper in the system. So get to the health food store. All right, we're coming right back. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.